Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. Today I have another great story to share with you. It is related to my views on schooling, teaching, learning, and, well, simply put, life itself. I've always thought that life is made up with more than what just meets the naked eye. In other words, I believe there are things that exist, but most choose not to see them, feel them, or seek them out. Which brings me up to the story today. I hope you enjoy education. You know, I believe that values in life is what makes a person realize just how much his life is worth. And if looked at closely, them values should determine what your priorities are. And deep down, they should be the measures you use to tell if your life is turning out the way you want it to. For me, I didn't get too much education. Well, at least not from the big fancy schools of today. Most of my education came from an old one-room schoolhouse. One teacher, 8 grades, and the one teacher taught us all. It never ceases to amaze me how this lady had time for everyone. As if a count was taken, you would find that she had about 50 or 60 young ones to tend to, and never neglected a one. She not only taught me reading, writing, and arithmetic, but she also taught me to listen to my elders, as she knew that their wisdom was what I would eventually use the most. I took her words of wisdom to heart, and for most parts I listened to her and what my elders had to say, and I still do today, even though I am getting up there in years a bit. The old saying is, though, you're never too old to learn. I've also realized that my circle of friends is getting smaller with me getting older, but when them thoughts start to bother me some, I sit back and reflect on all the good times I had with them, and when a chance arises, I try to make a new friend. And if at all possible, I kind of lean to the ones that think along the same line as I do. In doing so, we have something in common right off the bat, and our newfound friendship is not wasted trying to convince each other how good we are. But while on the subject of friendship, I have found that sometimes it's good to take a step back and listen to what others think. It's not what I like to start thinking the way they do, but I have found that every so often a message comes along that makes me think differently about certain issues. I do that with my 2 sons, Craig and Carl, from time to time, as they do come up with some interesting views on things. Then, every so often, a person comes along that believes that their way is the only way. And if you don't see things like they do, they get upset. When that happens, I found it is best to back off a bit, as it's not good to take things to the boiling point. The stress isn't worth the effort. Kind of person like that is, he's kind of like an ostrich. They stick their head in a hole in the ground, so they don't have to see the truth of what lies around them. You know, I think their reason is why Canada has to put so many instructions of how to do things on everything these days. But getting back to my education, I went through all 8 grades in that one-room schoolhouse, not only learning the things that were needed, but I also made a lot of good memories, too. Life changes, though, and after being adopted by Reg and Laura, my dad decided it would be best if he brought me back home. I have to admit I was sad to leave Reg and Laura and my good friend Grey Wolf, but at the same time I was happy to be with my old dad again. If I hadn't known, though, what laid ahead, I might have decided to stay with Reg and Laura, but at the time I was still young, and being with my real dad was where I decided I needed to be. Once back on his farm, I was introduced to a new school. It was much larger, and along with that, it had one room for each grade, and a separate teacher for each grade, too. I remember distinctly The first day I arrived on the new school's doorstep, a teacher took me in and sat me down for a chat. I told her I had gone through public school and this visit was just to set things straight, that I should not even be here. I should be in my first year of high school. The teacher was nice enough, but she wasn't listening. She then did her utmost to explain that children that comes from country schools, such as I went to, are usually always a year or two behind the children that were taught in the city, and I would have to be dropped back 2 years. I have to tell you, I was fit to be tied, or in the language used today, infuriated. Sheesh, there's them big words again, but I do like them from time to time. Anyways, I couldn't see myself sitting in a room filled with girls and boys younger than me, with them knowing that I just came from a country school, thinking I'm not as smart as they are. They would just make my life miserable. Even back then, kids could be cruel. Struggling with what the teacher had to say, I got up and left, with her running behind me. You have to stay here and talk to the principal, George. You can't just up and leave. I can't? Why not? We sure aren't accomplishing anything here today, I said, and out the door I went. I took my time going home, as I wanted to think on things some before I told my dad what had happened. When I got home, he knew something wasn't right, so seeing that, I told him what took place. Man, he was madder than a bull. I just got stung in the rear by a hornet. Come on, George, get in the truck. Down to the school we went and through the front door, passing right by a dozen teachers and right into the principal's office. One teacher tried to stop us, but that wasn't about to happen. Inside, Dad pulled up 2 chairs and told me to sit down. You have to understand, my dad was a huge man, and when someone said something against his friends that lived in the country or his family, well, let's just say that's where things got interesting. Once he looked around the big fancy office a bit, he sat down and proceeded to tell the principal what he thought about what was happening in their so-called city school. The first thing is, Mr. Principal. Oh, my name is Mr. Crabtree, sir. My dad looked at him. I thought I seen a wee bit of a smile on his face. He then said, fine name there, Mr. Crabtree. Explains a lot. However, my son here went through all 8 grades. He is as smart as any other kid in your so-called school, and he will be going to high school. And furthermore, George here has had not only the teaching of an excellent teacher, he has had the upbringing of 2 loving and smart farmers, along with an Indian friend named Grey Wolf. I would say he probably knows as much about life as the both of us put together. The principal then sat back and said, we do have a test he could take that would settle all this, and I would like to talk to him alone. Dad looked him straight in the eye and said, well, let's get to it. I have a farm to run. With that, Dad told me to do what they asked and said he would be right outside the door if I needed him. I watched as he walked out, shaking his head. I took their so-called test along with having a long talk with the principal, Mr. Crabtree. Dad was then called back in, and nothing more was said. I was given my papers and was off to high school. Later on, while in the barber shop one day, while we were both getting a haircut, the principal told me that I should be in grade 10, not 9, maybe even higher. He also said that I was a wise young man, but he expected me to drop out of high school within 2 years. I asked him why he thought that. He said, well, with your mind being so inquisitive, I am inclined to believe that you will find things boring and leave, seeking out other things besides what is being taught in school. You know, at the time I never actually grasped his meaning, other than the boring part. I did, however, stay in high school for 2 years, but then decided, as he said, I would leave doing things on my own. I only worked for companies in the early part of my life, then, as with school, left them too, moving on to businesses I created. Now, don't get me wrong, these companies I worked for helped me through life in more ways than one would think possible. And I didn't leave because I had to. I left as I wanted to move on to other things. I just couldn't stay in one place for too long. It just wasn't my nature. And you know, every company I ever worked for or owned were always productive and profitable. Some still going today. Finally, I can't just end this podcast without sharing my views on schools today. Here again, remember, this is my interpretation on what I believe is happening. I would have to say that the writing is on the wall for schools as we see them now. I believe it won't be long that children will be taught by robots that look and act like us. They're out there now in different forms, like Google computers, along with many others, and it won't be long that they will advance in ways that I think will boggle the mind. I also believe that the things that are being taught today in our schools will have to be improved on substantially if we want to be able to keep up with the technology that is on our doorstep. I'm not saying that the way we taught our children over the years was wrong, but things change and I feel we humans need to do the same. I also don't believe there's anything to fear from these new marvels, as kids are naturals at learning new technology, and once shown the way, I believe they will be the keepers which holds everything together. You can bet on that. You know, a wise old feller one time said, education is not the learning of the facts. What should be done is training the mind to think, which in turn opens doors to all avenues in life and beyond. They are powerful words. So, should teachers start packing up their personals? Not for a while yet. The fact of the matter is, these high-tech technologies, be it a robot or whatever, needs humans to function properly, at least for now. But it's very clear that change is coming, whether you like it or not. I honestly don't believe we could stop it if we wanted to. One last thing I would like to share with you, again, is this. I found that there is another part that lies inside us all. A part that 99% of humans has never acknowledged. Not religion or spirituality, as most think. If asked, I would call it a compass. Not a compass like we use today, showing a person a location, but a compass that shows all there is to know about life and after. Here again, I am not claiming to know its exact purpose, but I have acknowledged it, and I know it's there. The thing I am in hopes of is that I live long enough to figure out a wee bit more than I do now. And if I am real fortunate, maybe what it truly seeks in its quest of trying to reveal itself. I do know this, that some of us are going to find out, but only when it feels we are ready to accept it. To finish things up here today, I would say that most are convinced that our beliefs are the only reality there is. It's as if some are trapped inside their own mind and don't want to even consider that there might be more. Which makes me sometimes wonder whether we live in a real world or if there's another world, the same, lurking off in the distant space, using us for their own amusement. That should keep your creative mind thinking. That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Time's Changing, Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com in ebooks or paperback. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me anytime at stories@keepingnotes.com and I'll get back to you. Along with that bit of information, I would like to let you know about Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for those that want to know more about artists and creators like myself. It's a simple way for me to promote my books along with my podcast and a place for those that want to show their support. You can find Patreon by going to patreon.com/justonemorestory. All one word, no spaces. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, "Hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters." And if you enjoy my podcasts, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.